This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Russian forces have turned the Chernobyl nuclear site over to the Ukrainians and left. The site is heavily contaminated. The AP's Charles de Ledesma with more.
Ukraine's state power company, Energoatom, says the pullout at Chernobyl came after soldiers received significant doses of radiation from digging trenches in the forest in the exclusion zone around the closed plant. The International Atomic Energy Agency says it cannot independently confirm the exposure claim. The company adds some Russian forces had set off towards the Belarusian border.
Talks between Russia and Ukraine resumed this morning via video link. The war in Ukraine has helped to push up gas prices. Gas is $4.21 a gallon today on average. That's actually down a penny from yesterday, but prices at the pump are up $1.34 a gallon over last year at this time. President Biden.
I know gas prices are painful. I get it.
And so, he said yesterday.
Today, I'm authorizing the release of 1 million barrels per day for the next 6 months, over 180 million barrels from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. This is a wartime bridge to increase oil supply until production ramps up later this year. And it is by far the largest release of our national reserve in our history.
One analyst says this will likely bring short-term relief on prices, but he says it's kind of like taking Advil for a headache. The root cause of the headache, he says, is probably still going to be there after the medicine wears off. The March jobs report comes out shortly. Economists think the unemployment rate dipped to 3.7%, and employers added 478,000 more jobs. This is AP News. There's more now about what happened after Will Smith angrily slapped Chris Rock on stage at the Oscars Sunday night. The AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel has this.
This latest detail comes from Will Packer, who directed the Oscars telecast. He says the LAPD was ready to take Will Smith into custody after he slapped Chris Rock on stage. Packer says police told Rock that the slap amounted to battery and that if the comedian had given the word, they were, quote, prepared to go get him. Packer says Rock insisted he was fine and was very dismissive of the idea of having Smith arrested, so much so that Packer asked the comedian to hear the police out before finalizing his decision not to press charges. The interview with Packer was in a clip on ABC News. It is also airing on Good Morning America. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
About 16 million residents of Shanghai, China are being tested for COVID as they struggle with a surge there. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.